Instead of playing a parakot, Mishnah Beis, Chanat Chalila, and Tohira, Min HaMedras. A bagpipe is tar, Min HaMedras. If a Zavar, Zavar would sit on it, it would not be Makabal Tumas Medras. It would not become an Abba Tumah, as it's not Meyuchali Yeshiva, it's not made for sitting on it, so therefore, it is not Makabal Tumas Medras. A Revis Bisoinis, Beishami Emrim Medras, Ubeis Hilo Emrim, Tmeimit. A Revis Bisoinis is a cleat that is used to hold building materials. Beishami says it's Makabal Tumas Medras. It's considered Meyuchali Yeshiva, it's also made for sitting on it. While Beis Hillel holds it's Makabal Tumas Meis, but comes into contact with a Meis, it would become an Avatuma. But it's not Makabal Tumas Meis, it would not become an Avatuma by virtue of his Zavar Zavar sitting on it. As according to Beis Hillel, it is not Meyuchel Yeshiva, it is not made for sitting on it. Areva. A ball that is used for kneading. May Beis Log by Tisha Kabin Shanistika Tmea Meis. If it holds between two log, which is half a cup and nine cups, and has a crack in it, so that liquid seeps through that crack, so it no longer could be used for kneading, since it can't hold liquids. In such a case, it would be Makabal Tumas Medras. And even though this areva is used also for sitting on it by turning it over and sitting on the bottom, but it's not considered Meyuchel Yeshiva, since if we would need it for kneading, we would have to tell the person to get off the areva and to turn it back right side up. So therefore, it's not Makabal Tumas Medras if it does not have a crack. But if it has a crack that we no longer could use it for kneading, so if somebody would turn it over and sit on it, we would not tell him to get off, since we can't use it to knead with it. In such a case, it is Makabal Tumas Medras. But if it's less than two lugs, then it is not useful for sitting on it either. It's not considered Meyuchel Yeshiva and would not be Makabal Tumas Medras. And if it's more than nine tabin, even if it has a crack in it, it's considered a Kli Chashiv. It would be used for other things besides kneading, and it again would not be considered Meyuchel Yeshiva. But between two lugs and a nine tabin, that it has a crack and cannot be used for kneading, it's considered Meyuchel Yeshiva. It's Makabal Tumas Medras. And just like it's Makabal Tumas Medras, it would be Makabal all other tumos, as any kli that's Makabal Tumas Medras is Makabal all other tumos also. Hinicha b'ksamim b'nitzbacha. Tmei tmei meis. If this areva, which is Makabal Tumas Medras, says it has a crack in it, and then it was left out in the rain until it swelled up from the rain, and now that it's swelled up, the crack is no longer big enough so that liquid seeps through it, so now it can be used for kneading again, it no longer is Makabal Tumas Medras, it's only Makabal Tumas Tmei meis, it would become tmei from a meis. But since now it could be used for kneading, it's not considered Meyuchel Yeshiva anymore, and therefore it's no longer Makabal Tumas Medras. But Kadim Benistika Mekabelis Medras. But if after it got bloated from the rain, it was left out in a hot day with a hot east wind blowing, and it dried out, so now the crack is the same size as it was originally, and now liquid seeps through it, and it no longer could be used for kneading. So now again, it's Makabal Tumas Medras. Since we don't use it for kneading, it's considered Meyuchel Yeshiva, and it's Makabal Tumas Medras, along with other tumas. Lechomer b'shirei kliyeitz meibitzchilasa. This chomer that we just mentioned, that a kliyeitz, such as an areva that is used for kneading, which is made out of eitz, that when it has a crack in it, it has a chomer that it did not have before it had a crack. As originally it was not Makabal Tumas Medras, and now that it has a crack, it is Makabal Tumas Medras, so we find a chomer by shirei kliyeitz, by the remnants of kliyeitz, that we don't find by kliyeitz, meibitzchilasa originally. This chumrah we find by kliyeitz, but not by other kelim. B'chaymer b'shirei klei netzarim mebitzchilasa. And by klei netzarim, with their kelim, there's a chumrah that we have by the remnants of these kelim that we don't have when the kelim were made originally. Shemitzchilasa meinu makabel tuma ad sheyitzchasmu. Originally, when the kelim were made, they were not makabel tuma at all until the rims were finished by bending over the rims to strengthen them. Until then, it's not considered a kli. Only when the rims were bent over and strengthened is it considered a clean as Makabal Tumah. Nishchasmu, Afal Pisha, Nishru, Sisoysen, Kol Shehen, Tmei. But once the rims were bent over and strengthened, and now it's considered a clean as Makabal Tumah, even if after that the entire rim deteriorated until there's no rim at all, even so it continues to be Makabal Tumah, even though now it doesn't have any rim at all. As originally, before it became a kli, in order for it to become a kli, it has to be totally finished. But once it becomes a kli and it's Makabal Tumah, it continues to be Makabal Tumah, even though the kli now does not have a rim at all. A wooden rod that was made into a handle for a hatchet. This wooden rod is considered an attachment as far as being Makabal Tumah at the time you're using the hatchet. And even though a wooden rod is considered pshutei kliyeitz, a wooden kli without a receptacle, that's normally not Makabal Tumah. But since it's being used as a handle to a hatchet, which is made out of metal, and a hatchet is Makabal Tumah, so the handle is also Makabal Tumah along with the hatchet.
Eviyata b'kli is considered part of the kli and is makabel tum along with the kli, but that's only b'shas malacha while it's being used. But when the hatchet is not being used, if the hatchet would come into contact with something that would be matami, if the handle would not become tummy with it, since this handle is not a permanent attachment, it's often taken off the hatchet and thrown out when the hatchet is not in use. So, in such a case, it would not be makabel tuma. Only b'shas malacha while it's being used would it be makabel tuma along with the hatchet. Had yuster chibra l'tuma b'shas malacha. A yuster is also a wooden rod. It's used for spinning yarn, and it has an opening on both sides in which metal pegs are inserted. Now, the wooden rod itself, the pshuta kliyason, is not makabel tuma, but the metal pegs, since they're made out of metal, not of eight, are makabel tuma. And this yuster, this wooden rod, is considered an attachment to the metal peg b'shas malacha while it's in use for spinning yarn. But shalom b'shas malacha, when it's not being used, then it would not be considered an attachment to the metal peg and would not be makabel tuma, since while it's not in use often, the metal peg would be taken out of the wooden rod, so therefore the wooden rod is not makabel tuma, even though the metal pegs are still inserted in the wooden rod. Only b'shas malacha while it's being used would it be makabel tuma along with the metal pegs. Kavo b'kloinis tamei ve'inu chibalo. If this wooden rod that's used for spinning yarn was attached to a kloinis, a heavy wooden beam, in such a case, this wooden rod would be makabel tuma, even shalom b'shas malacha, even when it's not being used. And since you attached it to this wooden beam, so it's considered more permanent, so we don't often take out the metal peg from the wooden rod in such a case, so therefore, the metal pegs are considered a more permanent attachment to the wooden rod. So the wooden rod, which is used for spinning yarn, would be makabel tuma, even shalom b'shas malacha, even when it's not in use, but the kleinus would not be a chibur to the yuster. Meaning to say, this heavy wooden beam is not makabel tuma, since it's pshute kliye, the wooden kli without a receptacle, and even though it's attached to the yuster, which has metal pegs, and therefore is makabel tuma, but it's not considered a chibur to the yuster, so therefore, this kleinus, this heavy wooden beam, would not be makabel tuma since it's pshute kliyeh. Also, lo diuster ain tame elasorcha. If you carved out from the kleinus itself a diuster, you carved into the kleinus this wooden rod, and you inserted the metal pegs, but this wooden beam is much bigger than the actual diuster that was carved into it. In such a case, the only part of the wooden beam that's makabel tuma is the part that the diuster is carved out from, but the rest of the wooden beam is not considered part of the yuster and would not be makabel tuma. Only the part of the wooden beam in which this yuster is carved into would be makabel tuma, but the rest of the kleinus is considered pshute kliyeh and is not makabel tuma. Kisei shakavo b'kleinus tamei ve'eino chibrala. A chair that was attached to a heavy wooden beam, that chair is makabel tuma. And the chair, even if it's made out of wood, is makabel tuma, since it's used for sitting on it, so it's makabel tuma medrash. If a zav or zava or nida would sit on it, it would become an abat tuma. But only the actual chair is makabel tuma, but the wooden beam is not makabel tuma. It's not an attachment to the kisei, and therefore it has a din of pshita kliyeh, which is not makabel tuma. Also, bo kisei ein tamei ela makomo. If a chair was carved out of the kleinus itself, you carved a chair out of part of this heavy wooden beam, then the part of the wooden beam in which the chair is carved out, that part would be makabel tuma, but the rest of the wooden beam is not makabel tuma, only the part which a chair is carved out from. Carvo b'kara space hatbat. If you attach a chair to the beam of an olive press, to the wooden beam which is used for pressing olive to extract the oil, tamei ve'ein chibrlo, that chair is makabel tuma. As we said, a wooden chair is makabel tuma, but it's not a chibur to the kara space hatbat. The kara space hatbat is not considered an attachment to the chair and would not be makabel tuma along with the chair, as a korach beis habad is pshute kliyeh, because the kliyeh is without a receptacle, that's not makabel tuma. Also, b'roisha kisei tar, b'pnei she'omrim lo amoi b'nasas milachtenu. If you carve out of the front end of the korach beis habad itself a chair, you carve the chair out of part of the korach beis habad, even the part of the korach beis habad in which the chair is carved out from is tar, it's not makabel tuma. Even though we said a wooden chair is makabel tuma since it's used for sitting, and therefore it's makabel tuma's medrash, and along with being makabel tuma's medrash, it's makabel other tumas as well. But in this case, this chair that is carved into the korach beis habad is tar, it's not makabel tuma's medrash, and the Mishnah tells us the reason because if the person would sit on it and we needed the Kari Beis Habat to press olives, we would tell him to get up so we can do our malacha with the Kari Beis Habat, as we can't press olives at the same time that the person is sitting on that shear. And the dinit, that the only kelim that are makabel tumas medrash are kelim which are used for sitting on it, and we would never have to tell the person to get off because we need the kli for the purpose that it was made for. In such a case, it would be makabel tumas medrash. But in this case, even though there's a chair carved into this Kari Beis Habat, if we would need the Kari Beis Habat for the purpose that it was intended, which is for pressing olives, we would have to tell the person to get off the chair. So it's not considered a kiset that's meyuchad liyeshiva, that's used exclusively for sitting, and therefore it's not makabel tumas medrash. And since it's not makabel tumas medrash, it's not makabel any tumah at all, as it's shute kliyeh, that the kliyeh is not a receptacle, that's not makabel tumah.